and two resolutions for two different projects. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you. Let's see. Do we have representatives for the Tynan Village project here? Okey-doke. Come on down here. Whoa.
Number five is a report from our state board member, and he is not here, so we'll hold that till he comes. Item number six is appreciation for improvement stormwater treatment.
Second here. You have a copy of this in your agenda materials. And I won't read the whole thing, but this is a resolution of appreciation that we're proposing for the Housing Authority of the County of Monterey. And we point out that uncontrolled, untreated stormwater is not a good thing. It's a threat to our streams and the ocean of our region. And low-impact development techniques such as engineered bioswales for stormwater runoff are beneficial to water quality through treatment to remove pollutants and to dampen the peak flows that can also be damaging. We also point out that the governor, through AB 32 and through a previous executive order, has asked all Californians to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to increase California's sustainability. And reuse of existing sites, that is redevelopment that uses existing lots, uses existing structures to a certain degree, increases the sustainability of our watersheds. And with this project, it's one where conceivably you could have gone to some agricultural land or something and taken ag land out of production. So that's what we're getting at in terms of this being a sustainable operation by using existing developed properties. The Housing Authority of the County of Monterey is a nonprofit organization that's building the Tynan Village housing project at Alice Hall and Front Streets in Salinas as a low-income, high-density redevelopment. And it was constructed on an existing industrial site with high, what you might call high-impact development with impervious surfaces. And even though it was a challenging site, the Housing Authority went the extra mile with the project with limited finances to create needed housing, but still using stormwater, vegetative swales, disconnected impervious surfaces, and vegetated areas. And actually, one thing that I would have included here had I known to be the case, but I was just talking with the design engineers yesterday, is that these are designed for infiltration and maximizing infiltration as much as possible. We're recognizing the treatment aspects of it, but there's also certainly a benefit from percolating the water as well to the extent possible by the site soils. Tynan Village delayed and redesigned their project in order to incorporate stormwater quality improvement features on the site, and instead of, as I mentioned, paving over ag land, they reused an industrial site. And so therefore, be it resolved, the Central Coast Regional Board commends the Housing Authority of the County of Monterey's Tynan Village housing project in Salinas for its use of stormwater treatment techniques to protect the waters of the Central Coast and for its green, sustainable redevelopment methods. So we have this token of our appreciation for you, and we want to thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. So my name is Tony Cole. I'm the Chief Information Officer and Director of Procurement for the Housing Authority. And on behalf of the Board of Commissioners of the Housing Authority, I'd like to thank you for recognizing Tynan Village. We think it's a great project, and we continue to do good work in the County of Monterey. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next one, this is
for the Sherwood Village project. Do you have some representatives from Sherwood Village?
From Chispa? Yeah, right there.
Paul Tran, nice to meet you.
Hey, Paul. No? We have a couple of three pictures, I guess. And Paul, I don't know if maybe you can help me out. We show the first one. It's a plan. You are?
I'm Ashley Trujillo.
Oh, right, we spoke on the phone. Yeah. How are you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Maybe you can explain. Would you like the pointers?
Okay. So this is an area. There's a building up here and buildings on each side. So this is a courtyard area where we're directing all of the stormwater runoff. And beneath this landscape area, we have a biotreatment facility that's going to treat all that stormwater before it goes back into the city's system. And also the bottom of that bioretention area is open for infiltration.
Yeah. Is that where the old swimming pool was?
Yes.
Okay.
So this will now be a new courtyard that the seniors can enjoy, and it's also serving the purpose to treat the stormwater. Did you have any questions since you couldn't maybe hear it all?
I have another couple pictures.
This is during the installation. These boxes right here are called Atlantis D rain tanks, and all the stormwater from a majority of the site, at least, is being piped into this area, and the water will then infiltrate down through an amended soil where it will be treated, and then it can either infiltrate into the ground and recharge the groundwater table, or it can be released through an overflow system and go into the city's system.
Will that collect from the side parking lots as well as the rear parking lots?
It's mainly the side parking lots. The rear parking lot was at an elevation that was too low to bring it back to this side.
We have the finished product. You're almost finished now.
Very nice.
So you'd never know that was underneath, huh?
No.
This resolution is similar to the one that I just read, so I won't go all through it. But it, as I said, I really should have included the infiltration parts of the project as well, because that material that you saw underneath the boxes is actually a filter fabric, so it allows infiltration.
Mm-hmm.
Sherwood. An additional aspect of this resolution is recognizing that Sherwood Village incorporates solar panels that will power common area lighting, heating pumps, and other electrical demand, and at least 75% of the construction demolition waste has been recycled. And as with the previous project, instead of paving over agricultural land for this housing project, JISPA is reusing an existing structure to provide housing. So again, this goes towards sustainability in our watersheds in addition to the low-impact development techniques for stormwater runoff. Therefore, be it resolved, the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board commends the Community Housing Improvement Systems and Planning Association for its use of stormwater treatment techniques at Sherwood Village and Salinas to protect the waters of the Central Coast and for its green, sustainable building methods. And we have this plaque for you, and our congratulations and thank you very much.
My name is Paul Tran. I'm project manager for CHISPA, and we're really honored to be here today and thank the board for this resolution and recognition. As Ashley knows, this project has been quite a challenging one, being that it's a rehab project converting an existing motel that's was in its dilapidated condition into a wonderful 124-unit senior citizen low-income apartment complex. As Board Member Jeffries recognized, we, because of the constraints, we lost our pool, but in return, we, thanks to Whitson Engineers, and their design, we were able to turn a biotreatment area into a beautiful garden area with open space for the seniors to enjoy. So it's a wonderful thing. We'd also like to thank Ends Construction, our subcontractor, for building it, and also the city engineers, Carl Nozawa, who's a deputy public works director, and Dale Roskamp, senior engineer, for helping us in this redesign to make this wonderful project work. So thank you very much on behalf of our staff and our board.
And I also just wanted to say thank you to the board for recognizing this project, because as Paul said, it had many challenges, and the city worked very closely with us to overcome those challenges, and I think it came to be a product that everyone can really enjoy, and it treats the stormwater in a responsible way. And we also wanted to thank Paul Davis Partnership, the architect on the project, who helped us work together to come up with a site design that could achieve our goals. And we look forward to working with the board and the city on future projects to improve the stormwater quality of Salinas.
Thank you very much.
We have a comment from the board.
Well, I think it's a tribute to not only the city of Salinas and their staff, but also to the developers of both projects. And, of course, I live right in here in Salinas. I go by each project every day, and so I'm very familiar with them. But I think with the city of Salinas and their staff, they recognize how important stormwater runoff is and what the future for that type of water could be. I think it's really the direction that I'm very pleased that they're going in.
Mr. Chair.
Joe Cross.
Yeah. I also would like to thank the city, and but in particular, I'd like to thank the two entities who actually built these two projects. I know it's tough. Nonprofits often don't have a lot of money available to them. And I think it's great that they were willing and committed to actually seeing some of these elements implemented. I think it's also sort of fitting that we recognize these two projects, in particular when other folks come before us or come before other entities to do projects. If the Housing Authority in Chispa can implement stormwater design in their projects, so can other entities who may even have more money available to them. So I think with committed people working together, we can address stormwater issues, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other board comments? Again, we thank both of the individuals, Monterey County Housing Authority and CHSPA, for their great work.
Yeah, I think we ought to just give them both another big hand.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much.